I believe I've seen you somewhere. Look like I've seen you. Where are you from?
Louisville.
I thought I'd seen your face somewhere.
I wasn't sure. But only God knows what's wrong with you as far as that's concerned. He knows, I don't. But God knows. Do you believe that He could make manifest His being and His deity here tonight? If He would you accept Jesus, the healer? Then, if the Word declares that where two or three are gathered, that's the smallest of church, just three people, or even two, He'd be gathered with them. And if He's gathered with them in His resurrection, then He's gathered here tonight, He's resurrected from the dead. Then as He was then, so is He now. And if I talk to you like He talked to the woman at the well, then He would know just as He'd let me know where your trouble was. And in doing so, would you accept Him as your healer?
You would.
I believe you love Him. Your trouble's in your throat. You have a growth of some sort right on the inside of the throat, on the Adam's apple. Come here just a moment. Lord, who made the heavens and the earth and all things that in them is, we pray for our sister tonight suffering here with these diseases of her body and affliction. Thou can make her well, Father. And I pray that in the name of Thy holy child, Jesus, at this very hour that You will heal her, may she return to Louisville happy, rejoicing, and never be bothered no more. For cursed be the devil. And we come with this assurance and this authority that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom I claim have seen twice, I pray that through His sovereign suffering and by His stripes that she was healed, and as her brother, I now take the initiative and say to Satan that he can't bind her any longer. She's come believing, and I rebuke Satan in Jesus Christ's name to come out of our sister. Now, as you go to your home, sister, go believing with all your heart, all that will leave you. Your infection, colitis, growth on your female trouble, it's all gone from you. You can go rejoicing and thank God. All right, come, will you, lady? Now, I suppose we are strangers. I don't think I've ever seen you. But God has known you since you were a baby, before you was a baby. You could have never come on the earth if it hadn't been for God. Isn't that true? So I don't know you. But He knows you. He knows me. He knows all about both of us. Now, it's very hard, Christians. I want you to be in prayer. See, it's spirit all around. And usually, it was easier down to the other place because I had the patient to myself. But everywhere a human being is, there's spirit. And spirit, no matter whether it's faith or whether it isn't, you still, down in the human heart, if you only know the sensitive that the Holy Spirit is, and it does make it very hard. Now, it won't, perhaps God will be merciful to you, lady, but if God will help me to see what is wrong with you, if it's sin, tell it. If it's something you haven't done, He'll tell it. If you're standing here as a deceiver, you'll know about it in a few minutes. And probably it'll pack you off the platform. But if you're standing here as a Christian and as a believer, which I believe you are a Christian, you'll be healed if you'll only believe what I've read from the Bible and what God will manifest the truth. Now, Jesus is standing here wearing the suit that He gave me, like the woman at the well, and talking like we are. He'd know your trouble, would? just like he knowed her trouble. Now, as soon as she found he told what her trouble was, she recognized him as a prophet, and saying that she knew that Messiah was coming, he said he was Messiah. Yours is a tumor. You have a tumor. And seriously. And it's a choking sort of a spirit. And that tumor is in your throat. The doctor looks, says it's in the gland, in the throat, on the throat gland. Is that the truth? Now, what was it? What is it? It's a gland. Oh, gland. Well, whatever it was. See, now what you heard me say, you heard my voice. But that wasn't me. The best I remember, a second or two ago, I was in either a doctor's office or a hospital, and you were being examined. And did the doctor have his hands up in this way or something there on the throat? Is that right? Is that the truth? Well, do you believe that Christ is here, the Son of God, who I'm trying to represent to you? You believe He'll help you be well? Come here. Almighty God, oh, to this poor little old mother, Thou art near to help her, and I pray for divine mercy, Lord. And You know how I'd like to see her be made well, Lord. That would just make my heart so happy. But it's beyond my strength and power, and I pray for mercy. And now, Lord, forgive us of our trespasses, and pray that nothing will stand in our way now. And now, Lord, help me to challenge this enemy that's trying to take her life. Now, Satan, I ask in Jesus Christ's name, as I place before me, knowing that I have come in this challenge of faith, you're exposed here tonight at the platform. You think you can hide, but you can't. God knows you. And I'm as acting with all these others as His servant. And we're claiming tonight that Jesus Christ, the one that conquered you in all your powers and stripped you of everything you had, all fear, all your powers, is our Lord, who's commissioned us to go into all the world and to lay hands on the sick and they would recover, and to cast out devils. And thou art a devil, a choking spirit. Now I command you in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, with the authority of God's Word, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, a gift ministered by an angel. Come out of the woman. Let her go. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God. May you leave her. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice now and be happy. Let us hear what happens to you. God bless you. All right, come. You're very lovely. Be reverent. Just a moment, friends. Please, just be reverent with me and bear with me, if you will, as my Christian friend. It's hard to get bearing. You see, it's another world. You see, sometimes I'm wondering if I'm standing in another place, looking at another vision. This is 2 weeks for me. Just a little bit weakens me very much. You shouldn't have to need anything else. You ought to believe God right now. But, lady, I suppose we are strangers, you and I. You know me? I don't... Where are you from here in the city? Ma'am? Toledo. Oh, you've seen me before. Oh, you've been healed before in our meeting? All right. That's fine. A dropsy, you say you had. In Battle Creek, Michigan. Well, that's when the Holy Spirit called me out of that big meeting and sent me to another place. You remember that? Where the place was packed and jammed. if the Holy Spirit stopped me right in the middle of that meeting and sent me over to another place. You heard what happened over there. He's just God. He just knows all things, does all things well. Now I want you to look on to me. Was you in the prayer line or was you out in the audience? Oh, it called you out in the audience and you were healed of dropsy. Here's a testimony while I'm resting you. The lady was sitting in the audience, I believe at Battle Creek, you said, and was called out in the audience, made well of dropsy. She had a test recently in the hospital, and the doctor says, it's clear, there's nothing of it no more. Sitting out in the audience, sitting out there just praying, just like you are now. See? Friend, surely you can believe. Now, far, sister, now let's reverently and see. Now, there's perhaps something else wrong with her. God knows, He knows, I don't. But He can tell. And maybe that'll help her, because it was probably told her what was wrong with her and what she had done or what to do or something or other. And that's why she's come tonight. Now, perhaps if she hadn't have told me that, He would have told me that. But she's told me that. Now, I don't know what He'll say, but I just want you to look and believe that you're in His presence. I'm His servant. You're my sister. And the only thing I know of you is just what you've told me now. And thousands of people, I would never know one another like that. But you're extremely nervous. And there's been something that's happened to you. Yeah, you've just come from a hospital. I've seen there to examine you. Something about your fingers or body. You're becoming real stiff. You can't shut your hands and your body being stiff. Is that right? They told you, I heard a tall, thin man wearing a doctor's coat said there was no cure for that. Isn't that true? As far as he knows, there's no cure, but there's a cure right now. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Close up your hands. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be made well. May God of heaven rebuke the devil and make her well, that she can go back and start an old-fashioned revival in her city and be made well in Jesus' name. Now close your hands up like this. That's it. Now raise your feet up and down like this. You touched your body. There you are. Now you can go off the platform rejoicing. Let's say thanks be to God. Very incurable nerve condition that paralyzes the nerves, body, and everything. And she stands like this, and her hands are just drawn like that when she's standing here. There she is going down. She can move her hands up and down, picking her feet up. The Lord is good, isn't He? Now she'll get all right like she did the dropsy, and the doctor will tell her that it's all right. She'll be all right. Isn't He wonderful? All right, is this the lady here? How do you do, lady? I suppose you and I are strangers. We've never met. If we have, I don't know you. But if I could help you, I'd do it. I can only tell you what Jesus said. This is the Word of God first. And then that's to the world, to the nation, to every individual. You believe that? But now, if I am His servant, then His word would come through His servants, seers, prophets, or whatever you want to call it. That would be secondarily to the individual. Is that right? Now, see, this is His word for the world. But then He has set the church apostles, prophets, gifts of healing, speaking with tongues, interpretation of tongues, and all different kinds of gifts. Is that right? You believe that? And God has set them, then this is God's word first, then my word, if I be His servant, must compare with that word. If it isn't, it's not true. So this is the truth. Always. Do you believe me to be His prophet? Not, I mean that, His servant. A prophet means a preacher, see. You believe me to be His servant with a seer. Now, you're leaving me now. It's the baby. The baby is seriously ill. I see the doctors, and the doctors, it's its stomach. And the doctors don't know what's the matter with that baby. Well, was that the truth, what it said? Just a minute. There was something it seemed. Now look at me again just a moment and believe me as God's prophet again. Aren't you some connection with Brother Rogers? I see him standing near you. Your lady, yours. You also need Jesus Christ as Savior. You're not a Christian yet. That's the truth. Is the same Holy Spirit that was on Jesus Christ, you're in its presence now. Will you accept Him now as your Savior? Forsake all sin. Live for Him the rest of your life. You believe if I shall ask Him to lay hands on your baby, it'll get well? Come here. Our Heavenly Father, who raised up Jesus, the Son of God, from the dead, this darling little baby, Satan, has took a hold of it to take its life. But thou art more than a match for him. Now, Lord, this little mother gives her life to you. And she's got her arms around the very fruit of her womb. And I pray thee, God, that you'll let the baby be spared, that the mother now will raise it in the Christian home, in the admiration of God. Now, upon the basis of her confession and accepting Christ as Savior, upon the authority of Jesus Christ at Calvary, who taken victory over Satan, and at his commission to his disciples to go into all the world, and a gift ministered by an angel 8 years ago, I now rebuke the devil that's bound this baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the child. Now, Mother, don't fear about the baby. Go on your road, rejoice, be happy. With all my heart, your baby will live and be all right. God bless you. God bless you. Go now and be baptized, confessing your sin, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right. Everyone, Reverend, come, lady. You believe with all your heart, audience? Don't doubt. Have faith in God. Wasn't there a baby just healed here just now? Did it sit down right in here? Where is it? No, it's, I see a light hanging right here. It's over a little girl. That's the little girl. She's got heart trouble. I see a lot of sadness around there. The mother, lady there, fire, has been operated on. A cancer case. Many times in and out from the hospital. Lord Jesus, bless them. May they be well for your glory. Hear the prayer of your unprofitable servant. And I ask this, Lord, and rebuke the devil that he comes out from them. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lady, you believe her? Come here just a minute. You believe me to be God's servant? you recognize that the feeling that you have now is not your brother standing here. It's his presence. You've got lots of trouble. There's a dark streak. You've been kept, something kept away from you. They won't tell you what's wrong with you. The doctors won't tell you. But the doctor has given you less than a year to live. But you are the heart condition. It's your heart. But just a minute, it left me now. Was that truth, what was said? Do you believe that God will heal you? Come here, Mother. Almighty God, who raised the Son of God from the grave, and He raised up to dwell among man. Oh, how we thank You. Your great power of attorney is here tonight to manifest and to make well and to set at liberty those that are in captive. Now, Satan, You bound the woman. God's servants, the doctor, has done all they can do, but they can't touch her. But, oh God, You can. Turn her loose, Satan, in Jesus' name. Go out of the woman. I adjure thee by the living God that You depart from her, and she lives. Amen. You believe you're going to live now. All right. You shall live. Go on your road rejoicing, thanking God for His goodness. Be in prayer. Be thankful. Be grateful. You believe, sir, with all your heart? You believe that His presence is here to help you? It's not you, it's your baby. Your baby got heart trouble. Isn't that right? You're going to serve Him all your life? You are. God, I rebuke the heart trouble on this little infant baby. May it leave the child in the Jesus Christ name and go out from the little fella. And may he live for God's glory. Amen. Now, my brother, you believe that, don't you? All right, you shall have just what you believe. God be with you and help you. All right, come, my sister. You believe with all your heart? You believe that He'd make you well? Have faith now in God. Now, be reverent, audience. You can class me a fanatic if you wish to. That's between you. But I want you to walk right here, lady. Stand there just a moment. You have a stomach trouble, don't you, lady? Yeah. The peptic condition, nervous, causes stomach ulcerate. Isn't that true? This lady here has the same thing, stomach conditions. Now, demons are trying to pull one from another. Health. If you'd only know what the other world, you only look at the outside. It's another world. And in there, here's where this contact is made. If you please stand up, lady. You accept your healing? You accept your healing? Almighty God, make them well. Now is Satan, who cannot hide. He thought he would get by with that. But you're here to call his hand on those things. And thou hast promised it. And now, as your servant, standing in between this channel of spirit, moving one to the other and calling for mercy, I now say to them, spirits of evil, come out of the women and lead them in Jesus Christ's name. Go from them both. God bless you. You can both go in peace. God's blessings be upon you both. Look, right at the same time it was pulling from you and it stopped already. You had stomach trouble also. Isn't that right? You can go home, eat what you want to now. It stopped on you. It's the same as it stopped on them. You can go and eat it. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. Come, lady. There it is again. Same thing, pulling from right here, too. Lady sitting right there has stomach trouble. You have stomach trouble. You both accept your healing? God bless you. Just stand up and go home and be made well in Jesus Christ's name. Or may the Lord make you every whit whole. God bless you, Mother. Let's say thanks be to God. All right, you the lady. You want to get over that back trouble? Just go and thank God, saying, I'm over it. God will make you well. You believe it? God bless her and grant this blessing. I pray and rebuke the enemy in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing, happy. All right, come, lady. You believe? With all your heart. Your main thing is a nervous condition. Started a long time ago, cause you have stomach trouble and fluttering and so forth like that. Now, that's just pulling all through this feeling. I'm getting weak. And it just seems to me like the whole thing, I can't hardly detect where it's at now. But every person in here can be healed if you just believe. You must have faith in God. You must believe with all your heart. Come, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, who brought again Jesus from the dead, heal this, our sister, making her completely well. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And now, Satan, come out of the woman. I adjure thee to leave her in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, at this time, sister, it's broken, gone from you. See? I just believe with all your heart, you'll get all right. See? Now, don't doubt. If you do, it'll come back again. The Bible said, go ye and, how much? Sin. What is sin? Unbelief. God in His sovereign mercy standing here doing what He's doing, and He, you know, friends, it has to come from God. If you go and disbelieve, I believe worse things that come up on you. Bring the child. Sir, your baby has kidney trouble. Very rare case. Can't be helped no other way but through God. You believe God will make it well? You believe if I will ask God that between now and in the morning, if you put a string around that baby, it'll shrink an inch or more. Do you believe that?
I rebuke the devil that's bound this baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of him. I just frightened it. It's all right. Go measure the baby's stomach tonight. Tomorrow night, measure it. Bring me back the strain. All right. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? I've seen a doctor appear right here just a few minutes ago. A young light fellow taking a blood pressure. It's a high blood pressure. He had something on the heart. It's a heart trouble. You believe that God will make you well of it? If you can believe and accept it, God will grant it to you. You want to get over that nervousness? Look, sis. I want to ask you something just a minute. If I could do anything for you, that's the most horrible thing there is of anything else. No assurance of yourself. It gives you all kind of funny feelings. You have all kind of upset feelings. Like you was going to lose your mind and everything. It bothers you real bad sometimes. It gets real bad and you get melancholy and have to walk sit down. When you're walking on the streets, I see you. It gets on you there. Sometimes you have to go back home because it's bothering you so bad. I'm not reading your mind. But your life can't be hid now. At this time, the Holy Spirit gives me jurisdiction over every spirit, every one subject. Between you and I is a dark cloud floating like a breath. Many people have told you to get near yourself or get next to yourself, I believe it was. Forget about it. You can't do it. Because there's something at you all the time, haunting at you. Is that the truth? If by God's grace and God's power and the divine presence of Jesus Christ, if it'll leave you now, will you never permit it to come again? I want you to bow your head. I want the rest of you, if you don't want this same thing, it's cutting up. It's holding the girl around and around. Almighty God, as this young woman stands here, Satan determined to put her in the insane institution and let her butt her brains against the wall. But thou art here to deliver her, and this is that hour that she's watched for all along. Almighty God, help your poor servant that this girl is bound by this enemy, that she will be liberated this very hour. Thou demon, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, come out of the woman. Now here. Now you raise your head. Gone from her. God bless you, lady. You go rejoice and be happy. Don't bother you no more. Let's say thanks be to God. Are you believing, lady? You believe God will heal you of that heart trouble? Then go off the platform saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You believe, lady? Believe God will take the kidney trouble away from you, back, make you well? You believe it? Say, I raise my hand, I accept Jesus as my healer. Lord, healer, I rebuke this devil. In Jesus Christ's name, may come out from her. Go on your road rejoicing and happy. Let's say thanks be to God. Are you believing back there, way back? Are you believing way back in that way? There it is. That's him. Lady, you're here for somebody else, aren't you? You've got a friend. And that friend, you come out of the big knob country. I see the vision here in front of me. And that, it's a woman. And the woman was a Christian. She's backslid. Gone back on God. Become a dope addict. Is that right? Return to your home and lay your hands on her and call the name of Jesus Christ. If he's able to reveal it, you can do that. Hallelujah. You believe with all your heart?
Is this is okay? Brother Bosworth, come here a minute. I'm so weak of paper anymore. Come help me. Let's bow our heads a minute. Take my place a minute, will you, brother?
We want to be prayerful. It's lots better when these things are happening for just one voice. Everyone pray with all your heart, but not audibly, so people can hear. I wonder how many here believe that as an evangelist, myself or anyone else, could invite 100 or 200 or 300 sinners should respond and come down here to give their heart to Christ.